Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Hello, hello, Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and this is Voice for Veterans, and this is a special show. And I'm going to say veterans and everybody else who's willing to stand up and come take care of everything south of St. Pete all the way to Naples, because we had a hurricane. Name was Ian, and unfortunately, one of my brother's children was Ian Derricott, Christopher Gamaliel Winslow, Ian Bruce Derricott. He had six names, but Ian is something, and he left his name in history. We want to thank everybody who stood up, and I especially want to thank all of my Coast Guard, all of my reservists, and all of my veterans and military rolling all the way down to Florida to take care of us. I happen to be right now in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm being inducted into the Black Radio Hall of Fame here with, of course, the National Black Radio Hall of Fame Committee. I was submitted with all of the work that I have done over the years to support veterans, and especially my Buffalo soldiers and veterans across this nation and around the world through American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and, of course, all of the other veterans. We want to thank everybody who has continued to support our veterans. We're graduating this little entity that we have, which is radio, into a much bigger place. We do podcasts. With Studio 104 Productions, we're now being added to television. When we originally started this network channel basis to support veterans, we always had in mind to take it to the next level. And the next level started as we begin to move across the state from Miami. And now we are on 96.7 FM. Over the years, we've been on Seattle Radio, Southern California, Chicago, and Atlanta. And we thank all of those supporters who continue to tune in and check us out. You can now find us, of course, at ontheairtoday.com, the network. This network was put together so that we could expand the ability to continually communicate with veterans around the world. We found out years ago that there was a Canadian group off the West Coast who were desperately working to bring recognition to those who fought in the Korean War. And we don't know this, but when we got ready to get out of the Korean War, it was the Canadians who went over and picked up Canadians, Americans, and everybody, and got them out of harm's way. So we always think about our Canadian counterpart who stood up then. And we say thank you to them now. Now we need your help again. Ship everybody you can down to Florida, because the hurricane is come and gone. It's working its way up the East Coast. But a part of our state this time was devastated. And we need all that we can get. So we're saying shout out to all of those who want to come down here and get some of that money and do some work. And please come on to Sunshine. This is Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM. And it's also St. Pete Radio Online.com. You can hear me on Thursdays, midday, somewhere between 12 and 12:35. Voice for Veterans pops up again, and we want you to stay tuned. We talk a little bit more about what's going on in the bigger picture on Thursdays and the community as well. On Saturdays, tune in again for the Sunrise Radio program. And I call it, yes, Rise and Shine, It's All Good. Sunshine Radio, first thing in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, Voice of Veterans comes on again, and we want you to go ahead and tune in and pay attention to that. We talk about the music part. If it was me, I'd play the whole Voice of Veterans all in song, but you can't do that. So I do a little talk, but I always throw in some music. I want to give a special shout out, of course, to Gino Lexus. He's the DJ who's been kind of working with us all along, stands up and takes care of everything we can, and especially Tim Goodrich with all his work to continue with his relationship to music. And he's an Air Force veteran, so he understands what we're trying to do, and he continues to say hello and always there when we need him. Now, we want to talk a little bit about an upcoming event. On October 29th, we're having a major event there to support veterans, but it's all about the soaps. Soap this. A girl named Patty and her sister and her friends, Dawn Reese and all of them, do this event every year. This is the first year they are working with us, and they've chosen to help veterans during this time period. So we want you to come out to Feather Sound. If you go online to, of course, ontheairtoday.com, WVET, you will see their advertisement. And starting next week, we will be running continually support advertising and major support for this event. We want to thank all of those people who have already stood up to take care of it. And we want to thank all the guests that are coming. We know that a lot of the daytime soaps in America have disappeared. Edge of Night, Secret Storm. Those are the ones I grew up remembering. And, of course, all my children and General Hospital and all of those who came along. But over the years, they have spawned their own group of followers. They are a marketplace in themselves. And Patty has found this group of people. They love coming out and signing autographs and having dinner and having a meal with some of their constituents. And so on October 29th, they will be in our area, roaming around. They're going by Bay Pines and, of course, thank all of the veterans for what they have continued to do. They're going by one of the shelters that actually deal with domestic violence. And we give a salute out to them, and they stand up for them. And we also are working very closely with a group that does suicide prevention. And I know that if you're dealing with some kind of problems, you can call the crisis line. We always let everybody know, call the crisis line. But when it comes to suicide prevention, let's look a little bit deeper. You know, you have to look deep sometimes when we haven't changed much. And we know that suicide is up, not down. Murder's down, suicide is up. We can do something about this. We will do something about this. Suicide prevention is going to be a main push for the next 12 months for our radio nation. Because we're going to veterans around the world, veterans nation, and we want to slow this suicide problem down to a full stop. So suicide prevention is one of the things that we're going to talk about. And as we move on down the road, we want to let everybody know that the veterans are here to help anybody headed south to try to clean up southern part of Florida. All the veterans are saying they're ready. If you're looking for jobs, go online. We're posting today a place to go and get a job working on the cleanup of South Florida. Okay? FEMA's posted something. We're going to post it. And we want you to know where to go to look for this kind of stuff. One of our people who's worked with us over the years, Angie, she's coming in from Augusta to try to help people. Of course, she's got a construction background, and she stayed up in the Panhandle for a year when that Katrina went through. So she's got experience, and she's on the way. We appreciate what she's doing. But again, I'm saying to my veteran family, stand up. Let's get down here and pick up some palm tree leaves. Let's help them pull some boats out of the sand and put them back in the water. But let's do our part to make America continue to be great. We're already great. We're going to continue to be great. And we want to thank one of our new people that's come on board. We especially want to thank Michael the Black Man and his continued support for veterans, Maurice Simonette. And of course, you can check him out. He's on our network now on theairtoday.com and look for Big Boss Entertainment. And of course, they're at 88 point something on the country in Atlanta and, of course, in Miami. And we want to thank them for joining forces with us and saying they continue to support vets. And of course, Good old Ferg's was the first one open. I want to let everybody know that after the hurricane, when everything was shut down, Ferg's opened up with generators and took care of everybody. If you go to my website, I have several pictures that I've sent in from the trucks at Tropicana Field right there waiting to be unleashed to head out on the road. And, of course, they had to hold back until the winds died down less than, I think, 35, 40 before they could move out. So they sat there with the breezes blowing, and we all talked, and I took pictures, and I interviewed a couple of them. So you'll be listening for those interviews. And as I left, I went by Ferg's to plug up my phone because my phone had completely died. And I saw him putting on the generators. He let me plug up. And, of course, I went on the air and explained to everybody, please, come on by Ferg's. He's open. And little by little, the crowd came. When I left, 2 hours later, Ferg's had all the people in St. Pete that couldn't find any place else to get a beer. But we also had several of our construction workers down here doing what they could to get ready. They had lunch, and they went and got in their truck, and they pulled on out. So we're proud of St. Pete. I got to raise my glass to St. Petersburg and Tampa. We weathered a bad scare, but we also picked up the ball and went to work to take care of those who were here and the rest of those who were on their way. Now, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm going to take a break right here and let Tim play one of those. Well, I guess we should play something. Tim, you pick something. Put us a little song in, and I'll be right back to tell you a little bit more about St. Louis, Missouri. Over and out for a minute. Be right back.
Inside your heart, it's so warm. Inside your heart, it's so warm. That real beginning, 'cause inside my heart is so warm. Warm.
right, we're back. I know you like that song. Try to help your brother. And I think at this day and time, the one thing we can do is try to help our brother. And a brother at this point is everybody who's been devastated. I happen to be in St. Louis, Missouri right now, but they've been having floods. They got floods in Illinois. The water's rising in Jacksonville, all the way up the coast. So maybe this global warming thing might make a little bit more sense than the conspiracy theorists are talking about. Yes, global warming is real. But in St. Louis, the one thing I can say coming in from Florida, it's cold up here. The last time I was in Florida, I went down south and I went to Jamaica, and I've been hanging out down there where the warm weather is, and I got here and it's only October 2nd and the weather dropped. When I got off of the plane, it wasn't too chilly. It was a little different than Florida. But as I sat here, and the longer it got dark, it got colder. And believe me, my little bones couldn't stand it. I went back in my hotel. I'm doing good. St. Louis, Missouri. This is the home of the National Black Radio Hall of Fame. And I am attending their annual event as one of those who came along and stood up during the pandemic and kept broadcasting, kept talking to different people. In fact, not only 96.7 FM right here, and of course, WVET, of course, right here with us, and WVET Latin, yes. Of course, all of those stations, we continue to support veterans and the communities we work within all during the pandemic. Somebody heard it and they sent my name in, so I am here supporting all the jocks. But I'm also here supporting my veterans in a big way, all veterans, but especially those veterans who've been ignored and those veterans who may not have had all the help that they needed or wanted. So we're here to help. We've been here to help, and it's being recognized. I want to thank everybody who supported me all these years, but supported me recently to help me get here and help me get back home safely, back to some sunshine, because St. Louis is a little chilly. Yesterday, the meet and greet event was held at the St. Louis Blues Museum. I am taking a few pictures because I can't take all of them, and I'm sending them back. So go to WVETOnlineRadio.com, ontheairtoday.com, either one, and you will be seeing some of the photographs that I've sent into the studio so you all can get a look at where I was and what I was doing. As we grow, it's all going to be on Studio 104 Productions. When they finish the program tonight, he will be loading it up on Studio 104 Productions TV. And we will do a link where Tim can now just, if you go to the website, you click on the link and you can go to Studio 104 Productions and continue to get our programming. Because now every time we do a show, it's also a 96.7, a podcast. And Studio 104 is now setting it up to when you tune into our show, you can be looking at it just like you look at YouTube. So we're expanding how we reach out to our veteran community. And don't forget, our campaign is We Support Vets 2. We Support Vets, the number 2, at gmail.com. You'll reach out, send us any kind of information, we'll respond. We Support Vets 2 out of the Veteran Nation, veterans around the world. Come on, join us so that now when we do something, it includes you. And you means all of our guys. And I always give a shout out to my guys up there at Harley-Davidson and, of course, Quaker Steaks. And, of course, my favorite spot now. Well, at least the top three favorite spots. Roadhouse. Roadhouse, Roadhouse. Find it. You'll love the food and all the people. When you're down on St. Pete Beach, Passa Grill, they reopened it. It's not a lot of sand that was there. They're going to redredge something and put it back. But stop by the center of St. Pete Beach. Ask for Neil or Mike, and they will take care of you at St. Pete Beach. If you happen to be somewhere near, of course, Palm Beach, go by, wave at the house. Go by Mar-a-Lago and just wave. Tell them you out there and you just waving. Conservative Restaurant up on 49th go by there. Take care of them. And if you're anywhere near Opa-locka, guess what? Everything is good. Yard King, nothing but the best. That's my partners down there with Vibes Radio. I'm going to say hello to all of them. They continue to support our veterans throughout the Caribbean. And this one is a special one. Goes out to Waddell McGee and his wife, Gloria, because Waddell's coming back. He got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a few months ago. He went right into the Veterans Hospital. He had his operation. They cleaned him up. He's back talking again, working with people back out in the community. So we want to say thank you, of course, to Mr. Waddell McGee and, of course, Kevin Humes. Kevin's been stalwart in his Anthem project. Kevin's been stalwart in what he's been trying to do for a long time. And we want to say thank you to Kevin Humes with his support for veterans and his continued support for the South Florida veterans community. Now, as we go up the coast, we got to give Mayport a shot. And if you're anywhere near Tallahassee in those areas, look around, find a vet, shake his hand, tell him thank you for what he's doing, and tell him to come on down and finish this. Now, years ago, as I was on the road, I spent time going back and forth from Illinois because I was living in Chicago at that time. And I always remembered how nice the people were in St. Louis. My last experience in St. Louis was with Ben Crosby. Now, that name may not mean something to some of you all, but those who know Ben was one of the real big promoters that came out of Detroit. And we did a lot of shows. Al Green was one I brought to St. Louis. You know, and I wanted to say thank you to the people at the Fox Theater for their continued help in continually making music. But they've always done a lot of events there to support the military and the veterans. So we say thank you to them. So I did Al Green at the Fox. I haven't been here since. And Dennis Edwards from the Temptations. Dennis Edwards and the Temptations. You know, a lot of people remember all of the Temptations. Dennis had 21 albums where he was the lead vocalist after the other Temptations had kind of laid down and David Ruffin had passed. And he's got the record of the most albums with the Temptations as a lead singer. Before Dennis Edwards passed, he went to visit his mother, who was on her deathbed, and she said, "Dennis, you need to complete a promise you made me that you were going to do a gospel album." At that time, Ben Crosby called me. He was managing the Temptations, and I had worked with him, and we got together and put together Dennis Edwards and Temptations and Friends, a gospel album that you can still buy. It's the only gospel album ever done by any of the Temptations. It's a collector. It is a great, great, great product. And I'll be giving one, of course, to Dennis's wife, who's right here in St. Louis while I'm here. So that's some of the second reason I'm here. I'm here for, of course, the National Black Radio Hall of Fame conference going on here. We support them 100%. And we support all radio. As I move on with my life, I'm realizing that I have one more road to finish. I'm going to be a radio advocate because radio never did go anywhere. You got some new names for what we know is just old-fashioned radio, and none of the towers have been torn down, so the signal's still there. Plenty of talk radio, FM still there. There's new low-power radio stations. So this communication service that's been provided after World War I is still here to stay. We know that the satellite is taking over with a lot of the communication stuff, but it will never replace old-fashioned towers and radio and signals. So we're going to stay here, and we're going to make sure that those who cannot get into the cost of the new stuff with your satellite and your computers and your laptops and your tablets and your cell phones, every now and then, radio works. And I didn't pay attention to it until this past hurricane when all of my electricity went off. All of my cell phones who had been plugged up, I didn't want to burn up so that I would have cell signal for a few days. And everything was out. I'm old-fashioned. I had one candle, And I got nervous. I was in a room, and then I thought about the candle being out front and the wind blowing and starting the fire. So I put that out, got my flashlight, put my batteries in my radio, and waited till the sun rose. So the radio worked. Believe me, radio is here to stay. Don't forget, get your go find an old radio and put some batteries on the side of it. So the next hurricane, you won't be stuck in the dark thinking, well, I can't talk to nobody, because the radio does talk all the time. I want to go over another subject. I want to thank everybody for whatever you're doing to support South Florida, but I need to go over Camp Lejeune. And it seems to be there's some confusion. Yes, they have found some inadequacies in the soil around Camp Lejeune. And they know now it's been going on for years. A lot of people, when they brought this up years ago, said, it's not that bad. Now they know it was that bad. Whatever commercials you're looking at on TV, please write the number down. Because in different areas, they have different numbers. Call them. Let them know if you had a family member anywhere in that area during that time. I think it's going on since 1940 to something. So it's been a while. But if you were there at Camp Lejeune starting in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, believe me, you were subject. Call up. They need to know as much information as they can so that they can help those who need help and direct those family members to those who may have passed but should have gotten help. Do not ignore this call. Okay? Do not ignore this call. Please contact somebody near Camp Lejeune and find out what you can do to support those families. Again, thank you for all of those in St. Louis. Thank you for all of those in Atlanta. Thank you all in Chicago, and especially thank all my veterans. And I just took a picture with some veterans in the hotel, and actually I took pictures with them, and then the Air Force walked in, and we took pictures together. So go to the website, ontheairtoday.com, and look at what we've done. And I want to thank you again. Try to help your brother. My Little Richard song was written by me a long time ago. Richard recorded. It's being re-recorded now. Please try to help your brother. Keep the boss of the beach. Over and out with a shout. American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. Stay tuned. More from the Boss of the Beach at WVET, onlineradio.com. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.